Welcome to the Kaizen Creativity Podcast, where we apply the philosophy of continual improvement to our creativity. Each episode takes a scientific principle from creativity and innovation research, and we translate it into practical advice for your creativity. For more, you can visit us at jaredvoley.com. When we deal with creativity blocks on this show, we're generally talking about procrastination, because that's the area where the most people struggle. In this episode, I want to talk about another important way that we block our creativity, and that is by refusing to put down the wrong tool. So let me explain. Relying on the wrong thinking strategy to solve a problem is a recipe for frustration. Now, this seems like such an easy fix, yet it is incredibly difficult to both realize that you are using the wrong strategy, and then when you do, to actually put it down and try a new strategy. This has been shown in some really fascinating studies in creativity research. Imagine you are a creativity researcher. You've created 20 math problems that are moderately hard, but they're all solvable. When you give a single problem to a single participant, then you could guess that it'll probably take maybe 2 to 3 minutes or so for that person to solve the problem. And of course, the more problems you give them, the quicker they're going to get at solving that problem. This is to be expected, right? The first time you solve a math problem is the most difficult time. The second and third time you solve a similar problem, it becomes pretty easy. So here is where things took a turn. The 20 math problems that we created, all of them look roughly the same, but half of the problems require one strategy to use, and the other half requires a different strategy. So on the surface, you might think they're the same, but underneath, you need to use two different strategies to solve them. Said differently, 10 of the problems are group A problems that can only be solved using strategy A. And then 10 of the problems are group B problems that can only be solved using strategy B. So the math problems look the same, but they require different strategies to solve. Now here's what's super cool. It doesn't matter which problem you give the participant to start. The participant is going to approach the problem from this fresh perspective. And unsurprisingly, when you give people more of the same problems, they get better at solving that problem. The amount of time it takes someone to solve the same type of problem goes down with the more practice they get. So what happens when you give somebody 10 of the group A problems, but then you follow it up with a group B problem? What happens when you teach someone through experience to solve a problem the exact same way each time? Here, what was a practical tool for solving a group A problem becomes the biggest block for solving the group B problem. What's so cool here is that you can completely screw up somebody's ability to solve a problem simply by training them to use the same tool each time they see something that's similar. But then when you replace it with a problem that it looks the same, but it requires a different strategy, suddenly they keep trying to double down on the old strategy again and again and again. Now, you would think that these participants, once the strategy didn't work, they would abandon it and they would try it from a fresh perspective. But that's not what happened. The participants found themselves pushing against this brick wall, and instead of saying, maybe we should walk in a different direction, they decided we should probably just push harder. They questioned themselves, they questioned their mental arithmetic, they questioned everything, except for the thinking strategy that was actually holding them back. By the time this participant had finished 10 of these group A problems, they already had this solid belief system that the strategy A was how to do things. Simply by slipping in this strategy B problem, you completely screw up the whole process. As creative people, We need to always be willing to put down our thinking tools and our strategies and look for new ones. Every problem can be solved given the appropriate tool. If you use the right strategy, you will get the right results. There's always a strategy or some kind of path that is going to lead to a breakthrough. So when you feel frustrated, it's often a sign that this is what's happening. Frustration occurs when you expect something to work, but it doesn't. You expect it to be easy, but it isn't. Now, the problem here is that we usually conclude, whenever we're frustrated, we conclude that the real problem is that we need to try harder. We need to double down. We need to be more motivated. So we tell ourselves if we only pushed harder against this brick wall, then we would definitely break through at that point. But the problem isn't motivation. The problem is that we're attacking the problem with the wrong strategy. The breakthrough that you are after is as simple as finding the best tool for the job. But it does require that you first put down the tool you're using right now. It requires that you take a step back and you question whether you're actually doing the right thing. Life has taught you the best way to solve problems. So don't solve today's problem using yesterday's tool. When a tool doesn't solve our problem, we need to put it down and we need to search for another. Deciding to push harder is madness. Hey everybody, during the month of April, the website podchaser.com is going to be donating 25 cents to Meals on Wheels for every podcast review that you leave on their site. They're also going to donate another 25 cents for every reply that I leave for your review. And of course, I'm going to take that feedback and find ways to improve the show. You can check it out using the link at the bottom of the show notes.